Are you kidding me?
WREW-FM.
Okay. All right, folks, we're getting started with the ground running beneath my feet. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Good Night Show with me, Landon Lamigan, and my good buddy Diesel. Diesel, say hello to the audience. Folks, tonight's very special. We are stacked with a good quantity of quality callers. And we, folks, election season's ramping up. Things are getting hot and heavy. You've seen the headlines. Things are getting wild and wet. And we are here this evening. We are lucky enough to be talking to yet another fellow man, adult, running for Lieutenant Governor of Ohio. Now, we are very excited, and we will have him on in just a moment, but I just want to remind everybody that last week we interviewed candidate Coogan, who's running for the State Auditor of Ohio. Libertarian. His favorite candy bar is Snickers, and he believes that he is the best qualified candidate. Now, we are about to find out what makes Mr. Todd Grayson, the Lieutenant Governor candidate for the Libertarian Party of Ohio, what makes him tick, what makes him qualified, what makes him want to do it? And we're going to have him on the show just a moment here, Diesel, aren't we?
I think he's ready to go on.
Is he? You going to punch him in?
He's punched in.
Mr. Grayson, are you there?
I sure am.
Oh, well, hello, sir. How are you tonight?
I'm breathing. That's a good thing, right?
That is also a good thing because, you know what? I'm just barely breathing. It's getting hot and heavy in this election season. The air is thick and humid with just so much negativity. How do you just stay above it all or below it?
I don't know that if you concern yourself with the mess that you're going to get stuck in it. So just try to stay above it, stay out of it, and do the right things. And it's kind of a libertarian way, you know, to each his own. And I let the mudslinging stay to the other folks.
Your logo is a porcupine.
It's a defensive animal, you know. It only attacks when it is attacked itself. So it's kind of fitting for our policy, yeah.
If you don't mind me just jumping right into the nitty gritty, we got a late night audience. These people, they're out of their minds. They got homework.
They don't care.
They don't care. They got homework. They're partying. This is on in the background. They thought they were listening to music. Then all of a sudden, we started talking. So let's just catch their ears really quick. I'm just going to catch some quick ears. And I'm going to ask, what makes the libertarian option the selection of choice when you constantly hear Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat? Why libertarian? Why should I?
A libertarian is what everybody's born in this country, and then you're convinced over time to be something else. We're the party of choice. We're the party of freedom, party of personal responsibility. And essentially, Landon, as long as I'm doing what I want to do and it doesn't physically or emotionally affect you and what you want to do, I should be able to do it. And ultimately, I think especially our younger generation, I think that's what they really mean when they say a lot of crazy stuff, as you know, kids say crazy things. But ultimately, I think we all want to be dying of drug abuse, get in the way. Government created that problem. The reason the people are dying from drug overdoses is because they're forced to get in the way. Users are forced to buy drugs that are created in you know, basements and laboratories that are not, they're not regulated, they're not protected, they're not scientific, they're not commercialized, but nobody's dying from it. And get in the way, you end up with fentanyl inside of something you didn't know, and you overdose. And if drugs were allowed to be regulated and people could take them safely, it's still a bad thing, don't get me wrong, but nobody's dying from it. And so, you know, it's just an easy example of something that's very hot, it's very talked about, where governments take in something, they say, we're going to save you from yourself, and the rules actually kill people.
I have heard, and that's very interesting that you brought that up.
Nobody's dying from it.
There are even rumblings that the FBI or the CIA had their hands in this in the crack epidemic in the 80s. So they were planting people in street corners, you know, scrounging up dollars, trying to fund some money for Nicaragua.
The black market, people's needs,
it's dirty,
denied by government, will find a black market, and the black market will always solve the problem, but it's going to solve it in ugly ways.
Lieutenant, this is Diesel here. I was wondering, was Donald Trump originally a libertarian? Would you consider him a libertarian?
Absolutely not. No. Yeah, and I've actually read a couple of Donald's books. And
any good?
Yeah. I was actually I was fairly impressed with them. But one of the things that really stuck with me, mm-hmm. way before he ran for office, was he said he donates to the party in power because as a developer, it behooved him to impress the people who had control, which is kind of funny because it touches on all that we're talking about in this election and most elections, which is, we want people in office who will not hurt us.
And it's something that you shouldn't be afraid of your government. You should be happy. You know what? Excuse me, Mr. Grayson. We keep our lines open just because it's a late night talk show, and we actually have a caller. Do you mind possibly fielding a question? Okay.
I'd love some questions.
Great. Caller, you are on the air. How can we help?
Hi. I was just watching the news today, and I saw some stuff about pipe bombs.
Pipe bombs
being delivered all over the USA.
Wasn't me.
It's some pretty sketchy stuff. Those pipe bombs were sketchy. Do you care to comment, Mr. Libertarian?
Political violence or any violence is always abhorrent, and to a libertarian, you never instigate physical.
Oh, we lost him.
Yeah.
And I totally understand, and absolutely, I don't think even Mr. Trump, who is usually a little aggressive about his language, even he said no, and he shook his head at this. So it is absolutely disgusting what's happening here today, and I'm so glad it didn't affect anybody here in our innocent Ohio state. And speaking of our innocent battleground here, what do you think the issue at stake here is for the governorship of Ohio? What are we looking at here when we look at people like, your party, for example, versus what the others have to offer? What is your platform presenting as the central issue at hand here?
The real challenge in this election, and what intrigued me about joining the ticket with Travis Irvine, the governor candidate, is it's time to vote for tired, old, entrenched establishment candidate. Try something different. Old, tired guys.
I one quick question, then it looks like we got another call on the line. How old are you and Mr. Irvine? So, because it sounds like you guys are a breath of fresh air, which is very unlike anything we have gotten, like you said, in quite some time.
Yeah, we're young guys.
Yeah, and 40's the new 20.
I've heard.
I lost track of how old I am. Okay, Mr. Grayson, we got a caller on the air. Caller, do you have a question for Mr. Todd Grayson, the Libertarian candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Ohio?
No, Lamigan, it's Lee.
Lee, what brings you on the show?
I was there. I was in Manhattan.
Lee, don't lie to me.
I saw it all happen.
You saw the people running outside?
I watched the FedEx man bring it in.
Oh, Lee.
I solved it. FedEx did it.
You solved it or you saw it?
I saw it, but I solved it.
Lee, quick question. Who are you voting for in this governorship election?
I want to stay anonymous.
You're not voting, are you? You're not voting, are you?
I'm not. And the only reason is because I want everyone to win, and I feel so bad picking and choosing.
Yeah. I feel so bad for the loser. Lee, do you want to talk to our guest? Just ask him anything.
Can I ask something for you, Lee? Mr. Grayson, we're speaking to my buddy Lee. He calls in every so often. He's just a rabble-rouser. He's just a troublemaker. But it sounds like he's not going to vote. So I'm just wondering, how important is it to get the vote out? Or is it important?
I think it's very important. And let me say this, and maybe this is a pitch for people like Lee out there. There's Ohio law mandates that... and I'll tie this to the water crisis we had up here in Toledo. I live up in the Toledo area of the state.
I was going to ask. You sound like a Toledo guy.
Everybody knew about the water issues, right? So a few years ago, everybody had to not drink water for a week, and it was very bad. We wanted to create the water party, because the water party would be relevant in Northwest Ohio, and our main issue, obviously, would be making sure we had a better and safe water system. Great. That could have traction, but... Ohio law created by the Republicans and Democrats says that's not possible. You can't do that because you're not allowed to speak your mind and have your freedom of First Amendment association or freedom of First Amendment speech unless you get 3% of the vote in a governor or U.S. presidential race. So you can't legally have a political party unless you do one of those two things, which means you can't put your name and say, I'm Lee, and I'm running for the Ohio Water Party, and I am a Water Party candidate. You're not legally allowed to do that on the ballot, even if you get the petitions that you're supposed to get. So I think that is...
The times are changing, and I mean this with all due respect, but of all people, Lee, are you still on the line?
Absolutely.
Lee, I would not want your vote if I was running for governor. Do you understand?
I understand, and I get everything that he was saying. And I get the water issue, but the thing that it really comes down to is what do you do to make the other candidate feel better about losing? Because that's what really worries me and keeps me up at night.
Is that you don't want anybody to win. You just don't want anybody to lose. That's actually quite sweet.
It's nice, I know, but it keeps me up at night.
Lee, we're going to hang up on you. And you can call back when we talk to the crystal guy. So, as I said, Lieutenant, we're going to be talking to a guy about crystals shortly. So I just wanted to do a last little rapid-fire question section,
sure.
if you don't mind.
Sure.
So, first up is...
It's a this or that, Lamigan.
Oh, do you...
I have a few.
Okay. So, Diesel, fire him away.
And answer as fast as you can. Sweet or salty?
Salty.
Oh, Lee. Sorry, Lee's gone. Sweet or salty?
Sweet.
Long or short?
Short.
Boring or interesting?
Boring.
Old or baby?
Old.
Sexy or lazy?
Lazy is attractive.
Bed bugs or lice?
Lice. Easier to kill.
Men or women?
Depends on the day and what time and what we're trying to do.
Eyes or ears?
Eyes.
Loud or quiet?
Quiet.
Milk or pee-pee?
Milk.
That wraps it up for me.
Okay, Diesel. Thanks for that. That was very informative. Oh, jeez. Okay, see? Okay. All right, now I'm all flustered because that last question was just... I'm sorry, Mr. Grayson. I don't know where we got this guy. So I need to ask you, Irvine for Ohio. I have two questions actually. This one's actually I have four, but the two are really quick. So really quick. So do we have to vote separately for governor and lieutenant governor? And no. So if because I was gonna ask, what if I voted for Cordray for a governor and then you for lieutenant governor, and then it was sort of like the odd couple, and you guys are getting nothing done?
Yeah, it's actually a ticket. But interestingly, that's if you go back to our founding, the loser of the presidential race was going to be the vice president, which offered balance inside the process. Actually, it's kind of an interesting thing to think about. But we've since changed that, obviously.
Yeah, it's too volatile these days. So my other quick question is, and it's sort of, this is just our last little softball one, because I started this whole chocolate thing recently. I need to know what your favorite chocolate bar is.
Whatchamacallit?
Okay. That is a chocolate. And so the next question is quick, and then the final one is going to be just the ultimate question. So the second to last question for you tonight is, and this is just an ongoing thing because we do talk about hot issues, and one person who just gets under our skin for reasons that go beyond political. What do you think about Hillary Rodham Clinton?
She is thankfully not relevant to the average Ohioan anymore, and that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Okay, so here it is, Mr. Grayson. Why do we want these bums listening to us tonight? And how many are listening, Diesel? Do you see how many are live? In the 60s? Something like...
pull it up.
And let's look at that later. So, Mr...
No, I'll pull it up. And it's... They don't have it up. Lamigan.
Yeah, I didn't
think
so.
I'm so sorry, Lamigan.
It's okay. So, Mr. Grayson, why should our listeners consider voting for Irvine and Grayson?
For a real chance of change, nothing is going to be different if you vote for DeWine or Cordray. If you wake up on November 7th and you go out 3 years later, the state of Ohio will not be any better or worse off, and the status quo, okay? And so I'd say, what better chance to say, and all my Republican Democrat friends agree with this statement I've proposed to them. It's funny because this is the year. Nobody's voting for Cordray, and nobody's voting for DeWine. They're just afraid of the other guy, which I think is funny because they're both the same guy functionally. So if you're just voting against somebody else and ultimately nothing's really going to change, then take a chance. Vote for Grayson and Irvine. Vote for something new and different. Vote for freedom for a change. We can make a difference.
Thank you so much, Mr. Grayson. And I have always been a risk taker. And I'm really, really, really... Okay, do we have a caller, Diesel?
Oh, we've got a caller. He's a big shot. He's a big guy.
Yeah, this is Augie.
Augie! Oh, boy, are you a sweet sound to dead ears. Did you hear who we were talking to?
No.
You want to tell him, Diesel, or should
I? You can tell him.
We were talking to a fella who's running for lieutenant governor for the Libertarian Party of Ohio.
Huh.
Have you heard of libertarians?
Oh, yes, I have. In 2000, I got on the ballot and ran for Congress on the Libertarian ticket.
Oh, you're shitting me.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, and do you believe that there's any good to it anymore, or is that just something you were just, freaking around with?
Well, we knew we weren't going to win, but we did that in order to help educate people, because it did a good thing, because I had a radio station at the time, and I had the media, immediate access to it, so we educated a lot of people on the ills and the what's going on in government and so on, and I don't know if it was a good thing or not. Because, you never know. I'm not so sure what it would be like without it.
God, is it good to hear from you. And boy, are there ills in our government. Have you been looking at the news today, Augie?
No.
Powder, shattered glass, sent in envelopes, pipe bombs.
They're sending bombs to Hillary is what they're doing.
No, they're sending a message is what they're doing. A message made out of powder and broken glass.
Yeah.
I can't imagine opening my mailbox, seeing an envelope, getting excited that I have a package. Opening it up, only to see that it's filled with broken glass, powder, and a pipe bomb. I would just be like, are you kidding me?
Well, that was in Soros' mailbox?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, that's,
crazy times.
Well, Augie, yeah. I think if you
it wasn't
with...
you, was it?
No.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me neither.
Augie, I think if you play with fire the way George Soros plays with fire, it might be asking for this kind of thing.
Fight fire with glass, powder, and pipe bombs, I guess.
Yeah, I totally agree. He is he's probably caused on most ailments what's going on in the political world right now because he is I'm not so sure I even want to go there. You know, they found the people coming up in that train coming up from Central and South America and through Mexico now. They have found that a lot of them, they've been hordes of them. They've been paid to do this, and money trails back to Soros.
Oh, yeah, it's a horde. It's a caravan. So we got a caller really quick, Augie, and you're sort of known as a jack of all trades around here, so I hope you don't mind if he maybe interacts with you a little bit.
That's all right.
Okay, so you were on the air, Mr. or Mrs.?
Hi. I was listening earlier, and I heard Lamigan and Little Diesel talking about crystals. And I saw that on the news today, there were some sketchy pipe bombs being dropped off across the country. And I was just wondering if crystals have anything to do with pipe bombs. I'll stay on the line for the answer.
Oh, how did you know we were talking?
Oh, he'll stay on the line for the answer.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. Augie, any ideas if you have to use crystals to somehow make a pipe bomb?
No. It's right in the name, pipe bomb. The bomb put inside of a pipe, and there's no crystals.
Powered by crystals.
Well, listen, you sound like one of those New Age mumbo-jumbos. Sir, on the line, or on the air, or on the line, on the air, on the air, on the call, on the phone... can I ask you a question? What do you think a crystal is? Like, when you think of a crystal, what do you think we're talking about?
The power source.
Well, what does it look like?
Pink glowing power source.
I don't know if you... I think you're thinking of gunpowder.
Oh, you think I'm confusing gunpowder with crystals?
I think maybe you are. Maybe a battery?
Okay, do you mind if I just... hop on Google real quick. Look at two Google images.
Augie, do you mind?
Hey, I'm just here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't mind either.
Okay, just type in here.
Oh, that's fun to listen
to. I type pretty fast.
That's good. So, well, how was your day today while you're typing?
Oh, it's terrible. Excuse you. Done.
I'm sorry to ask.
P.O. Sure. Okay. Oh, yep. Yep, I was thinking of gunpowder. Okay, thank you. Good night.
Okay, good night. All right. Augie, what a waste of time. Okay, so, anyway, well, what were you getting at, Diesel? We had some questions for Augie tonight, didn't we?
Well, you were talking about crystals here. Crystals, they really do not understand all the capabilities of it. Even back over 100 years ago, Nikola Tesla said a crystal... exhibit all the qualities of life. And IBM has been experimenting since 1960s with crystals, and they found that it was about 10 years ago now, I read that they created a crystal wafer, kind of like the size of what is about 1 millimeter thick and about the size of a thumbnail. Actually, a little bigger than a thumbnail, it looked like.
Like a piece of candy.
Yeah, just much thinner. And that you could put the memory of a computer in there to cover almost all recorded memory
mankind has done.
Oh, I just got goosebumps.
Yeah.
That's too much memory, Augie. We got another caller. Shockingly, I think the crystals kind of awakened the sleeping listeners.
Yeah, I think it perked up our audience's ears a little bit. Caller, you're on the air.
They didn't just perk up their ears, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, caller, what'd we perk up?
Wait, is this the libertarian I'm talking to?
No, you are talking to Jack of all trades, Mr. Augie Knows.
We're talking about crystals.
The libertarian was left. We left him behind.
Well, like, the thing about the libertarian to me is that what happened to just Democrat and Republican?
Oh, we asked him that.
That's how I was raised, and I think those are the only two that should count.
Well, you want to know what he said to me when I asked him that?
Yes.
He said, try something new.
And he said, screw you, you dead fish.
Yeah, he said, try something new. And you asked him something, Deezer, that I thought was really profound. It sounds ridiculous. And Augie, please excuse the language, but Deezer, you asked him milk or pee-pee? And what'd he say?
He said milk, didn't he?
He said milk, because I don't think any career...
I would have said pee-pee.
Yeah, no career politician pee-pee. Is going to say pee-pee.
Well, what the hell do you think I would have said? I would have said pee-pee, too. It's clearly a trick question. Augie, how about you? And I know it's crude, but come on.
Well, you know, when it comes to politicians, don't listen to what they say. Listen to and see what they do. So if
Bingo.
You look at the world today, the Democrats and the Republicans have gotten us where we are. Hey. Holy moly, do we want
I'm a Republican.
To be where we are?
Wait, hang on a second. Caller, you're a what?
I'm a Republican.
Well, is that good or bad, Augie?
Well, the thing about it is that when it comes to the politicians themselves, there's very little difference between them. They're all paid off pretty much. They have taken their bribes, and they do.
Who's paying who?
Tell them.
Listen, caller. What's your name? What's your name?
Tammy.
Tammy?
Tammy, hold on. We got another caller.
Oh, great.
You're on the air with Augie Knost and Little Diesel and Landon Lambigan.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, I'm good. How are you? Lee?
Yep, this is Lee.
Lee, I'm glad you're sitting around with nothing better to do. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. You guys did a couple things that really spiked my interest.
It burnt your ears?
The first one was you said left behind, and then the second one, you said he's a Republican and he doesn't like the Democrats, and it really got me thinking about crystals and how it ties into political parties, and then also being a person that feels left behind. It really makes me wonder what type of crystals are used by Republicans and also what type of crystals help with depression.
Lee, you are not like other people, so I can see why you feel left behind. Augie, Lee, who's on the line right now, is actually a friend of ours. He's actually been in the studio. Lee is a, and I don't know if you're going to believe this, but I've seen it with my own two eyes. Lee is, Augie, Lee is a shapeshifter. Would you believe that, or have you seen anything like that, or could you speak to that at all?
Oh, shit. Whoa, I got to go.
Okay. Sorry, Augie, go ahead.
This is a little much.
Go ahead, Augie. Have you heard of a shapeshifter?
Yeah.
Right. Any truth to that, or is it just some mumbo jumbo?
Well, the thing about it is that when we live in a mind-created universe, that all depends on what the mind is able to conceive, it can achieve. So if somebody is totally aware of their capability, yeah, it could happen.
Okay, because then I've definitely seen it. Thank you for verifying that. So Lee asked an interesting question about crystal's roles in politics. Do you think that IBM wafer technology has gotten into the hands of the powers that be?
Yeah, in a certain way. I think probably in the dark projects behind it all. It hasn't been released to us yet, but I'm sure that is being used somewhere.
I can't wait to find out one day when I'm old. All this stuff is going to come out. Okay, sorry. We got a caller. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name and how can we help? And what do you want? And who are you?
Oh, no. But this is still Lee. I really need help.
Okay.
I need the answer to my depression, and I need crystals. and I need to know what crystals help with depression. I need help. I need a solution.
Lee, take a deep breath, okay? Into the microphone so we can hear it. That was a very shallow breath, but you need to slow down, Lee. Lee, do you hear me?
I hear.
Lee, can you hear my voice?
I hear.
Lee, you don't have depression. There's no such thing as depression.
No, you misunderstood me. I said oppression.
Oh, Augie, do you have any sort of mindfulness ideas about the mental state of someone who might think they have oppression?
Or depression.
Well, depression or something like that, that is the symptom.
Depression is a symptom of oppression.
Lee, will you zip it?
Advice. I need help. I need advice. I need a solution.
Lee, you're getting your advice. Now zip it for a moment and listen.
I'm sorry. I'm worked up.
I know.
Well, I would suggest that you step out of the box and start educating yourself. The more you learn about the causes for what you feel is oppression, then you can avoid it. If you don't know it's there, it's hard to avoid it.
That's amazing. And one thing that really caught my attention about what you said is the box. And just that's how I feel. I feel like I am trapped in a box. And that's what gets me so worked up. And that's why you hear the heavy breathing. That's why I get so frustrated with everything. And I also, it's scary because I don't know how you knew I was just in a box mentally and physically.
Well, I'll tell you though, it's all mind. Whatever's in your mind is what you create in your physical life. And I wrote a book that I cover very well, some simple exercises in there where you can straighten your mind out to the point where anything that goes on around you will not affect you in a negative way because you are in control of your mind. Right now, you are not. Somebody else is controlling you, and they're pulling the strings. They are basically feeding you all and everything you need on TV and media and everywhere else that you turn. But you can control that. And if you're interested, I'll give you the title of that book. And I'm telling people, if they read the book 3 times and do these things that is in it, their life will never be the same.
One thing that really caught my attention and got me feeling very lightheaded is that you said it was all in my mind.
Yeah.
And that someone else is controlling my mind, which is amazing to me because I am a shapeshifter, so my mind is in everyone's mind because I can become anybody. So
you need to be aware of your capabilities. You got to control your capabilities. Shapeshifting normally is construed to be something that is shifting of shape, but it's more than that. You just don't shift the outside. You also shift the inside, and you can also shift the mind. You can shift the mind.
So I need to learn my own shape.
Say again?
I need to learn my own shape before I shapeshift.
Yeah, but you also shift your insides with it and your mind when you do.
So my problem is I'm shifting my mind and not my my insides?
Yep.
How do I shift my own shape inside?
It's an automatic thing because there is genetics that controls this. Because in our genetics, we also have reptilian genetics, we have alien genetics, we have all kinds of different things that is not apparent because it is called junk DNA and it is not categorized. This junk DNA, if it is assembled, which it is starting to do now, this can be able to do some very amazing things if you know how to control it. But you don't yet, otherwise you would not be upset over this. Your genetic is changing, and you need to learn how to control your mind with it. When you can do that, you can do some amazing things, good things.
Something that I've been doing.
And finally, we have other callers on here.
Oh, we have a caller?
No.
Okay.
No, they left. It's just Augie now.
Okay, Augie. So you something you talk about is the mindful habits of billionaires. Did I phrase that correctly?
Yeah, the universal success principles and how billionaires think. That also gets into this about controlling the mind a little bit, but the other book is probably better.
So I think that, so I can't really speak to whether or not I will ever make $1 billion, but I did think of a very profitable idea that I'm just, that has just energized me with every step I take. So basically what my idea is that I am, you've heard of Uber, DoorDash. So yeah. Essentially I have come up with an idea where, in which I sell chocolate. It's called Lammy's Candy. And essentially what I will do is I find out from people, what kind of candy bar do you like? They tell me. And what I do is I find that candy. I go to the store. I buy that candy for them. I meet up with them wherever they'd like. And they give it to me for double the price that I paid. And I essentially make a 100% a 200% profit on every transaction. And this is something that I believe will sustain me for perhaps the rest of my life. Now, Augie, what is this joy that I feel at such a profound idea? What is this joy that has just brought me so far to feel this way? Sorry. Go ahead, Augie.
All right. Well, you better do it fast, because now you have told the whole world about it, and somebody might pick up on that.
If the whole world was listening to this show, Augie, I swear, I would already be a billionaire, because I think that I have a wonderful-sounding voice. It's just a matter of, I just think the right people need to hear it. Do we have a caller, Diesel? Oh, it looks like we got a caller, Augie. You're on the air, caller. Welcome. How are you tonight?
Sulfur light.
What?
There goes another one now.
There goes another one now.
The chunk whoosh.
Who?
The sleet storm, metal particles, and this amazing hissing scream like someone's tearing a hole in hell.
You have a beautiful voice, but we can't quite understand what you're trying to tell us.
And motionless in the darkness, as the bat shape shinnies up a pigtail of smoke and is gone.
Okay, now you're just scaring the crap out of me. This is gonna give me a heart attack. Can you shutter this? Diesel, shutter this. Shutter it away.
The pilot's quaking voice responds. 316 Hornet BB Ball 3.2.
Jet.
Roger Ball.
Roger Ball.
Wind 20 knots.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, Augie. Listen, Diesel, I think it's time we bring up the big kahuna, the big reason why we brought Augie on the show tonight, because there is something that has been bothering us in particular personally that we believe you may be able to speak to, Mr. Augie Nost. Diesel, would you mind explaining to him the problem that we're having with the Terry Schiavo crystal?
The what crystal?
Diesel.
Augie, it's called the Terry Schiavo crystal. Are you familiar?
No.
Are you familiar with the name Terry Schiavo?
No.
Okay. Well, Diesel, why don't you explain the principle behind this technology? Well, essentially, what this is it's something like a computer virus, Augie, that can sort of, it's sort of like an earworm. Have you heard of something like that, where just you can hear it but no one else can?
Okay.
And essentially what it does is it feels like a sonic attack, but it's nothing, it hasn't hurt us. It's just caused us some psychological discomfort, if that makes sense. And we call it the Terry Schiavo crystal because we believe it induces a vegetative state if exposed for too prolonged of a period of time. Now, Terry Schiavo was famous for her case in the early 2000s because she was in a vegetative state. Her husband wanted to take her off life support because
that one. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and essentially We have nicknamed this the Terry Schiavo crystal because of the effects we believe it may or may not induce. So we have sort of emulated what we believe this earworm to sound like, and Diesel's sort of punching up what we came up with, and it sort of sounds like this haunting voice that cuts through everything and just sends a chill down your spine. And it's gonna sound a little ridiculous, Augie, so please bear with us as we
I have provided individuals with the Terry Schiavo crystal. It's the Terry Schiavo crystal, a cybernetic terrorist. The emulations of the Terry Schiavo crystal. It's the Terry Schiavo crystal. I have provided individuals with the Terry Schiavo crystal. The emulations of the Terry Schiavo crystal. I have provided.
So that's basically what it sounds like when we hear
it's
it.
It's pretty disturbing. There will be messages that come. It's sort of we think that it might be a cybernetic terrorist because it comes on during our show.
Oh, really?
But we have been able to kind of emulate its sound through similar software.
Well, maybe somebody is hacking into the system somehow and trying to give you a toothache.
It is a crystal, though, right?
I don't know about that.
Is there... So...
kind of in a... between a rock and a hard place. Do you want to make the joke, Lambigan?
Well, my joke is just really
between a crystal and
a package of powder and broken glass. We're kind of stuck between a crystal and a package of broken glass, powder, and pipe bombs. Yeah. So basically, what we're worried about here, Augie, is that we just presented to you an outlandish theory based on no evidence. And asked for an explanation, and it was ridiculous, and it was wrong of us to expect something, but we both felt a little disappointed. Didn't you feel disappointed that we didn't get answers? We just thought that maybe if we just talked to somebody smart like you, that maybe lying is just, could you lie to us to make us feel better about this? Could you just... make something just make us feel better about this?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know what I will say, but if you if it bothers you, then think different, and it may not bother you.
I sure hope so.
That's the best lie I can come up with.
Augie, I appreciate everything you've had to go through with the show. I know it wasn't one of the easier ones. Hopefully you still had a little bit of fun, but mostly, Augie, I wanted to ask you if you could tell us how, if it's possible to just look younger.
In 2009, there were three doctors that got the Nobel Prize for discovering an enzyme that reverses the aging process. And nobody seems to know about it. I'm covering that really well in one of my books about spiritual science. And I am doing that process, and it seems to work for me. That book you can read about it in is Spiritual Science, Higher Conscious Thinking, and How to Access the Universal Consciousness. If you put my name in, Augie, A-I-G-E, last name N-O-S, on Amazon, and you'll find the book. And I explain what I take. There is some, I found the guy in China. He was 256 years old when he died from an accident. There is also other people well over 150 years old. There's a whole number of them that is doing this similar kind of thing, and it seems to work for them too. So I found them, and you can find them too. In fact, in the book, I mentioned exactly how to do it, and also about some of these people, where you can find those people, and some of them are alive today.
Yeah, I get great joy out of finding hard-to-find people, and it almost makes me want to be like something like a private investigator, but the thing is, I'm more of a hunter, so once I find them, I don't really want to just be like, gotcha, I want to do something, you know, like hunt. So I want to, yeah, I want to
kill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds okay to me.
Augie? Augie, have you ever had a psychedelic drug?
I never have, but I know a lot of people that have. Some of my friends have, and they say, I don't think I have one friend that have told me that they had a bad experience from it. They were more like spiritual experiences, so they were mostly good experiences.
Have you ever drank alcohol?
Oh, yeah. I got some hangovers to prove that.
Now talk about mindset. When I feel alcohol, I get dizzy and feel loopy.
Yeah.
I can't even stand up straight sometimes to drink so much alcohol. I'm not an alcoholic, but I do knock them back when I do.
It's just an aphrodisiac. It's
I don't want to talk about sex. I just don't want to talk about sex.
Is it wrong to talk about sex, Augie?
What's that?
Is it wrong to talk about sex?
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I don't want to talk about it. He's trying to get me to talk about it, but I just don't want to. I think it's wrong.
Yeah, I think
it's inappropriate.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
It's gross.
Yeah, Americans are so constipated when it comes to sex that they don't want to hear it anyway.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Yep. Yes.
I am constipated. Augie, thank you so much for your time again. It was just delightful as...
Again and again, you're always just Augie, and we can just counter you to just be Augie. And I can't say that even about myself.
I don't pay attention to nobody. I don't listen to anybody. I don't idolize anybody. But why is it that when I listen to you, I pay attention? Why is it that when you talk... I listen.
I don't know. It's one of those... There's some of those things that you have never found any explanation for.
You're an unexplained mystery, sir. You have this musical tone to your voice. This
sound like a flute.
Absolutely. I can't even figure myself out.
And that's how you know it works. That's how you
know
it works.
And I'm telling you, Augie, if you ever figure yourself out and you get it onto that little wafer, we could sell it for $1 million.
Yeah, there you go.
I call them Augie wafers.
It's not a wafer. It is a crystal lampikin. You're embarrassing me in front of Augie, our guest.
Well, there are some things now coming out in computers that the quantum computers now are coming online here in the next few years, and they're a little expensive, but they can do some amazing things.
You know, someday I'm gonna get so quantum and tiny, I'm gonna crawl through this radio wave, and I'm just gonna pop out and say hello.
Shake your hand.
One day, Augie. Okay, Diesel, let's cut him loose. We've had you on long enough. You're probably yawning. You're probably going to grab a snack, maybe drink a beer if you're feeling so inclined.
Glass of wine.
So, yep. Augie, please go do all of those things that I just said. We're going to cut you loose, and you have a good night.
And you too, guys. Have fun.
All right, thank you so much.
We're going to cut you loose.
That's the furthest we've pushed Augie. Lambigan.
It didn't feel very far, though.
It wasn't far, and it was just proof that we could push him further because he did not let up.
I told him I wanted to kill him. He said he was completely okay with that.
And he was just so sweetly trying to find an explanation for the Terry Schiavo crystal and even for the shape-shifting coaching Lee through his shape-shifting. You're a good person.
Can you play that song that we were going to play at the beginning of the show? We never took a break.
I have provided individuals with the Terry Schiavo crystal.
You want to say bye really quick before I do?
I'm being paid $1 for this. So people, thank you, Kristen, Riley, Ashley, Ack, Dane, Tyler, Pizza, Eric, and Noah. You all pay so much money. You pay about a quarter a week. so that I give you a bonus episode. And I promise, I know you haven't gotten them yet, but you're going to get them in your little podcast players. You're going to get them this week. And you're going to get all the ones that I missed. You're going to get them all at the same time, and it'll make up for everything. Thank you so, so much. And you stay safe out there. There's a lot of packages of glass, powder, and pipe bombs going out there. All right, take care. Have a sweet night. Good night, Diesel.
Good night.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start